Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. Last month, Republican State Senator Tom Tiffany of Hazelhurst and Republican Representative Rob Hutton of Brookfield introduced a bill that would repeal Wisconsin's 20-year mining moratorium law. The new bill, Mining for America Act, would repeal the law. The law requires companies to prove a sulfide mine can run for 10 years and be closed for 10 years without acid drainage pollution. In announcing the public hearing, Tiffany and Hutton said it was time to put the miner on the Wisconsin flag back to work. Backers of the law say the moratorium has protected Wisconsin's water resources. The public hearing on the bill is Thursday, September 7th, beginning at 9 a.m. at Ladysmith High School. Ladysmith is the site of the most recent mining operation in Wisconsin. And the deadline is in about 2 weeks if you want to participate in Rhinelander's bull hunt for antlerless deer. The city has had deer hunts on and off over the years as the city's deer population fluctuates. The deadline for applications is set for September 15th. The bow season will begin the next day and run through November 17th. The hunt will be closed during the gun and muzzleloader deer hunts, then reopen on December 7th and end on January 7th, 2018. The hunt will also be suspended on Halloween. Hunters must register at Rhinelander City Hall during regular business hours. Landowners who wish to have their property hunted can also apply. A background check is required. More information is available at Rhinelander City Hall in the City Clerk's office. And a Central Wisconsin school administrator has been placed on leave after an alleged bomb threat. Logan Wenger has more.
Paul Klinkhammer allegedly became frustrated with the technical support of Pearson Educational Company. That's when the 67-year-old principal of Assumption High School allegedly made a statement about bombing the company. The company reported the incident to police on Wednesday. An official with the Diocese of La Crosse says Klinkhammer has been placed on administrative leave. No criminal charges have been filed against Klinkhammer yet, but Wisconsin Rapids Police are recommending that charges be filed against him. He has not yet been arrested in connection with the incident either. Logan Wenger, WXPR News.
And Labor Day is a day off for workers, but Soundbite source reporter Eric Gladys says there have been successful efforts across the country, including here in Wisconsin, to limit worker gains.
Workers have a lot less to celebrate on Labor Day this year, thanks in part to a series of state laws passed in recent years that block cities from raising the minimum wage or requiring companies to provide paid sick leave, according to a new report by the Economic Policy Institute. Marnie Von Wilper, the study's author, found that when workers organize at the local level to demand better standards, state legislatures have been quick to step in.
We've seen a lot more minimum wage preemption laws throughout the country since 2013. We've had 15 laws by 15 states passed since 2013, and that's really when these business groups have come out and started to argue for preempting cities from doing this.
She's talking about the American Legislative Exchange Council, or ALEC, a pro-business group that creates model legislation that can be used across multiple states. ALEC has successfully made the case to lawmakers that operating in a state with a patchwork of different labor regulations makes it hard for businesses to adapt their operations. Von Wilpert notes that companies have done just fine adapting in states where, for example, some dry counties don't allow alcohol sales.
Each county and city has its own zoning regulations, construction permit regulations, different rules for what you have to pay city contractors. Minimum wages have been different throughout cities for decades. And so businesses have successfully operated under a patchwork of regulations for long periods of time.
The report found since 2010, GOP-controlled legislatures have been routinely striking down local government efforts to improve working conditions. In 2011, the Wisconsin legislature passed a law to nullify Milwaukee's paid sick leave ordinance, even though 69% of Milwaukee voters had supported the ballot initiative. The report does suggest potential silver linings as the nation celebrates Labor Day. Von Wilbert points to the Fight for 15 campaign, which has led to a new minimum wage bill in Congress. And after Minnesota workers took to the streets to protest a preemption law designed to block wage increases and pay time off, in May, Governor Mark Dayton vetoed the measure. This is Eric Gladys reporting.
Wisconsin auto dealers are already warning buyers to beware of hidden flood damage from Hurricane Harvey the next time they buy a used car. Jim Tolkien of the Auto Dealers Association of Mega Milwaukee says it's absolutely guaranteed that scammers will try to hide the permanent damage from flooded out cars, sell them to dealers, and make consumers the victims. The forecast for the weekend, look for clear tonight, low 46. Saturday, a chance of late afternoon showers and thunderstorms, high near 65. Saturday night, still a chance of showers, low near 49. Sunday, sunny, high 76. Labor Day, sunny, high near 70. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for 6 hours of the blues coming your way next here on WXPR with Blues Friday. I'm Ken Kroll.